Let me remind you a pasuk in Chumash, Parshas Kisavai. The Torah is talking to a person after the three-year cycle. Because there's a three-year cycle. The first year is Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Second year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni. Third year, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Oni. So the end of 3 years, by the day before Pesach, on the year after each three-year cycle, the owner has to make sure that all the maasros got to where they are supposed to, and he has to say vidui maasros. What does he say? Kapitel chavav pasuk yud gimel v'yamarta lefnei Hashem lekacha bi'arti hakodesh min habayis v'gam nisatav lelevi leger leyosim v'lalmona kechol mitzvoscha shetzivisoni. I did everything I'm supposed to. Layavarti mi mitzvoisecha v'lo shechachti. What does it mean kechol mitzvoscha? Says Rashi, I gave it according to the order. I didn't give Truma before Bikurim. Bikurim has to become before Truma. I didn't give Meiser before Truma. Truma has to come before Meiser. I didn't give Meiser Sheni before Meiser Rishon. Meiser Rishon has to come before Meiser Sheni. So Rashi tells us, Truma is called Reishis. Reishis de Gancha. When you have the grain, Truma comes first. And it says, and this is a pasuk in Shemois, Kapitel Chav Beis, pasuk Chav Ches, Milayascha, says Rashi, the obligations that you have when your tefua is finished, that's Bikurim. V'demacha, that's Truma. Remember we said? Meduma is the mixture of Truma. Loise Acher. You're not supposed to change the order. Well, what if someone did change the order? Zokta Mishnah HaMagdim, Truma LeBikurim. If someone first separated the Truma and then the Bikurim. By the way, what's Bikurim? Kurim are the peiros of the Shiva Saminim. Chita, Soira, Gefen, Teina, Rimoin, Zesim, and Tamarim. When they first ripened each year, the Bailim were obligated to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash and to give it to the Kayin. Bikurim is supposed to come before Truma. This person either didn't know about it or didn't chap or did know about it, whatever the reason is. Hamagdim, Lamaisi, he was Magdim Truma LeBikurim. He gave the Truma before the Bikurim. So what is the din when someone is magdim like this, in the wrong order? Truma was supposed to come before Maaser Rishon, but he was mafresh Maaser Rishon l'Truma, the Maaser Rishon before the Truma. Maaser Rishon that goes to the Levi is supposed to come before Maaser Sheni that you have to bring to Yerushalayim, but he did a Maaser Sheni l'Rishon. First came Maaser Sheni, then came Maaser Rishon. Afal pishi over b'loisaseh, he's over loisaseh. But masha asa asi. L'maisa, what he did is done, in other words, the Bikurim is Chal, the Truma is Chal, and so on. How do we know you're not supposed to change the order, Shenema? Because the Pasuk says, Milayascha your Bikurim, V'demachan your Truma, Loi Se'acher. Don't delay it. In other words, give it according to this order. So even though he was over the Lav, but L'maisa it's all Chal, in the Gemara, Masechtes Tmura, there's actually a Machlokes Tanoim if there's Malkus on this Lav. Why is Milayascha called Bikurim? It's like when things fill up, when it becomes ripe. But why is Truma called V'dimacha? It's really Rashi in Chumash says, I don't know what the Lashon of Dimacha is. Why did Rashi have to say that? That was what my Rebbe said in Cheder. When Rashi says, I don't know, that doesn't mean he doesn't know. That means it could be one out of 10,000 things. Rashi says, I don't know which one to say. That's what my Rebbe said. But why does Rashi have to write anything? There are plenty of words that Rashi doesn't say what it means. Rashi's teaching us. You don't have to know everything. There's nothing wrong with saying, I don't know. And if anyone knows, please let me know. Some say the Lashon of Demacha comes from the Lashon of Meduma, because if Truma is mixed in with less than 100 of Chulin, now let her use it, it's called Meduma, so Truma is called Demacha. But many ask a kasha on that. That's only Midrabanan. The whole Inyan of Meduma, we mentioned that before. That if Truma gets mixed into less than 100, it's only an Issa Drabanan. And also, you're calling the Truma a name based on if it gets mixed up with something and what's going to happen. So Taisva says, Demachas Meloshon of Dima, like the tear of an eye. Because the Truma comes from like things that run, like wine and oil, as opposed to Bikurim, which is from dry things, like Zesim and Anovit. All the Shiva Saminim are dry things. Some say the word Dema means from the best. The Torah is calling Truma from the best because you're supposed to give it from the best. So there's a lot to learn. Our job is step by step to try our best.